And every Wednesday at this time, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties in the city of Pittsburgh. And this morning, Rich joins us from Philadelphia, but not because he was at the debate, because they were having a baby. Rich, congratulations and good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, the Fitzgerald family's expanded a little bit as we welcomed the new grandchild into the world yesterday. Our daughter Erin and her husband Mike, welcomed little Finn Murray into the world. Mom and baby are doing very well. And yes, I was not at the debate. I did watch it, like a lot of Americans. You think about what were going on in this country, and obviously today being the anniversary as we remember 9/11. It was interesting in last night's debate that never came up, even though it's such a big part of our culture and our history.
Yeah. Where were you that day, Rich? I'm curious.
I was working. I had just been a newly elected county council member, but as you know, county council is part-time. I was working in sales, that my job that I had up in Newcastle, and driving to be in between appointments when it came on the radio, and I heard a new person on KDKA. I do remember, Larry, that's when you began this journey that you've been on. But I don't think anybody in America will ever forget where they were. And as you look out today, it's the same kind of a beautiful, sunny, early fall day that we experienced when our world changed in a way that, we will never forget.
And think of all the things that have changed in the past 23 years. And we have that day, I thought, and Paul Rasmus and I were talking earlier, you felt there was a level of patriotism that I never experienced before in support of our first responders and all the men and women. And, you know, I was thinking last night, we're pretty divisive now. We're split right down the middle. So a lot has changed in the last 23 years. Hopefully we can get back to a greater civility in the future. That said, technology and the advances that have been made, particularly in Western Pennsylvania, and I understand somebody that's familiar to our KDK audience is Audrey Russo, who heads up the Tech Council, Pittsburgh Tech Council, here is with us too. Audrey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What a day to be with you.
Yeah, very important.
I certainly remember. I had a very important day. I had just moved to Pittsburgh, so I will never forget that moment.
And in the time in between, Audrey, and again, our KDK audience very familiar with you and a Pittsburgh Tech Council. But for those who don't know, what does the Pittsburgh Tech Council do? What's the mission?
So the mission is to make sure that Southwestern Pennsylvania is an amazing place for people to build innovation and technology companies. And it was started 41 years ago. And the guys that found it, it was a bunch of guys that said they were not going to let this region go to hell. And they knew that the amount of innovation that was sitting inside our universities and advanced manufacturing was a force to be reckoned with, but we needed to coalesce. So fast forward 41 years later, across Southwestern Pennsylvania, which is about 13 counties, some people refer to 10 counties, but we collect data on 13 counties. And our report that's getting ready to be released addresses that 23% of the area's workforce work in tech companies or have tech-related jobs. And that accounts for over 33% of the region's payroll. So if people just sit with that a little bit, these are the highest paid job opportunities, and it's growing. When I started back in early 2008, we were at about 16% of the region's payroll. So I think people here can sort of relate to that. That things have changed, the amount of research and development that's right here in Southwestern Pennsylvania, plus new companies, is a force to be reckoned with, but we have a lot of work to do.
And Rich, you were a big part of that reimagining.
You sure was.
That's gone on in the last 40 years, but in particular, obviously, in your case, in the last 20, especially the 12 when you were executive of Allegheny County.
Well, think about, Larry, when you think about, you know, as Audrey said, started in 1983, when really Pittsburgh was really going through the depths of the deindustrialization that occurred and the displacement that so many of us lived through. And I even think about the football game on Sunday in Atlanta, all those Pittsburgh fans that were there. I know many of them were probably displaced and their families displaced years ago. And then the people that had the vision to start in 1983, 41 years ago, to say, we're not giving up. We're moving into the new generation of employment in technology. And, you know, even last year alone, over $3 billion of investment and capital was raised for you know, with 55,000 workers, as Audrey said, working in this industry. And there's just so much that's really futuristic of what Audrey and her team work together. And you're right. You know, we hear Tech Live Radio with her and Jonathan talking about some of the newest advancements. And for kind of old timers like myself, it seems so Jetson-like, I hate to say it, but that all these new things that are happening in Lawrenceville and the Strip District and Bakery Square, places like that. And as Audrey said, it's all throughout the region, a lot of great things that are happening. And I wanted Audrey to talk about something I don't think many of us know about, the military aspect of what we in this region are doing. Can you talk a little bit about that, Audrey?
Yeah, we're going to take a short break, but I want to hear about it too with Audrey Russo, President and CEO of the Pittsburgh Tech Council, here on the Big K Morning Show. We continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and also with us via video, sure, high tech. You can see Audrey Russo, President and CEO of Pittsburgh Technology Council, at kdkradio.com. So, Rich, tee up your question again for Audrey, please.
Yeah, one of the things I think probably a lot of Pittsburghers might not be familiar with is the amount of work that the Tech Council has been doing with our military throughout this nation and the preparedness and all the things that we do. But because of what Pittsburgh can do, both in advanced manufacturing and technology, all the components, all the parts, all the things that are needed in our military installations and our military preparedness, a lot of it is done in Pittsburgh. Audrey, talk a little bit about that and what Pittsburgh is really at the forefront of what's going on in that industry.
Well, you know, Pittsburgh has been at the forefront in terms of receiving research and development, you know, funds that come from Washington. And that's Carnegie Mellon and University of Pitt. Those are our anchor powerhouses that do a tremendous amount of work across things that many people might take for granted and might not be familiar with. And that research and development touches upon everything. The University of Pittsburgh has been working in healthcare and life sciences in the area, in all the areas of the Department of the Defense, and for a long time, and they're actually one of the top recipients of that research. And Carnegie Mellon, no stranger to that work, across their work in terms of their Software Engineering Institute, as well as across all of their different departments on the science side. So one of the things that we realized as we look at coming out of COVID, looking at the economy, and understanding what our assets are, because after all, we can only build on our assets. We can't look to another location and see that we could mimic them. We have to look at our assets, and our assets are strong, and our assets are strong in research and development. And we decided at the Pittsburgh Tech Council to make sure that we were figuring out some ways to leverage that. And leveraging that means we started an initiative that is the Defense Robotics and Automation Initiative, with the focus on partnering with the Department of Defense. And, you know, they have several key agencies that are actually at the forefront of looking at solutions and adopting robotics and autonomy solutions. And just sort of to rattle them off real quickly, you have the Office of the Secretary of Defense, specifically their Advanced Capabilities and Technology Offices, and they're focusing on robotics and autonomy into the defense system. Because our military is looking at the same issues that everyone's looking at. Where do people work? How do we keep people safe? What does it mean to protect our country? What does it mean to protect our people? And to come up with solutions that are referred to as dual use. What can you use in the military and what you can commercialize so that you and I can have access to those new tools and those new innovations? So much of the innovation that has occurred in the world actually came from leadership out of Washington, D.C. You wouldn't be having, you know, your iPhone. We wouldn't be having servers. We wouldn't be having the internet. All those things came out of immense amount of research and commitment that came out of Washington, D.C. So we're putting all our efforts now, not all of our efforts, we do a lot of things, but we have a huge amount of efforts now that are tightening up these relationships across these different departments. And we're seeing early on that the engagement is profound, exciting, and lucrative. Lucrative so that startups can have opportunities to build their companies.
I just saw, and I hadn't seen one for a while, but I saw two in a matter of a couple of days, Audrey, autonomous vehicles rolling around town again. I think we became like the mecca for this technology, right?
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. We took a lot of risks. And that was during a time, you know, during Bill Peduto's, you know, administration as being mayor and Rich still being at the helm of, you know, the county. And we took some risks. We worked with Harrisburg, right, Rich? We worked to make sure that we could have these kinds of opportunities to test. Remember, you have to test the technologies, and we have to get people comfortable to understand what kind of changes they have on our lives.
One of those I saw with driving my mother-in-law around, I said, that car's driving itself. She said, get out.
Well, to take it one step further, Larry, as you say, driverless cars, we actually also have pilotless air vehicles, helicopters and planes. Near-Earth Autonomy is doing driverless airplanes.
Wow.
Yeah, another CSU spinoff. So it's not just happening on the ground and on our roads. It's happening in the air. And again, the military is developing this, and they get a lot of contracts and produce a lot of jobs as they fly into these very dangerous areas, but they fly in with without a pilot. So these are some of the things that are really, it's new age technology that many of us of a certain generation just scratch our heads and say, we never thought we'd see that. But what Audrey and her team are continuing to do that. And then the other thing I would say about foreign investment has been in the story because of the whole U.S. steel thing. We already have over 400 foreign-owned firms, invested firms, and again, over 50,000 workers who work in those various companies in this region and have for many years. So what Audrey and her team does is a worldwide touch, and it connects us, and it benefits this region immensely.
Well, thanks, Audrey, for your time this morning, and love your work on KDK Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both. Keep up the conversation, okay? Keep it going.
Keep up the good work, Audrey. You and your team, you do great stuff. Thank you.
Some people have accused me, Audrey, of being artificial intelligence, but we'll save the follow-up for another day. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that offline.
I love it. Okay. In the Beer Garden Show, Aaron, can you take care of that? Our producer, Aaron Ferragonio. Meanwhile, we continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour. He's joining us from Philadelphia, where they just welcomed a new grandchild, Finn Murray. And again, congratulations, Rich. That's pretty exciting, real-world stuff. In the meantime, back here in the Berg, we want to also welcome somebody who's really tied to this new technology in our region.
Yes, I'd like to welcome Jen Apicella. Let me tee this up just a little bit. Jen works and runs an organization called the Pittsburgh Robotics Network, PRN. I don't think people realize we have over 120 robotics companies alone in Pittsburgh, many of them headquartered and work in the Lawrenceville in the Strip District area, as many of us know. Jen is a Pittsburgher. Well, she's a Uniontown girl. Worked in the industry for many years. And one of the things about the robotics industry that in Pittsburgh in general, with these great research and development people that make these great products, we're not always really good at how to sell it and how to market it. Jen is really good at that stuff. She's really good at getting out and getting the message out about all the great innovations that are happening in Pittsburgh. And as I mentioned, Larry, Pittsburgh was number two in the country last year in foreign investment, which is something people are coming here, investing their money in a lot of the companies that Jen represents. And Jen, tell us a little bit about PRN and a little bit about yourself and what you guys are working on. Welcome.
Hey, Rich, thanks so much for the warm welcome. Happy to be here. So yeah, Jen Apicella, I'm the executive director at the Pittsburgh Robotics Network. Get this question all the time. What is the Pittsburgh Robotics Network? What do you do? Most regions don't actually have the density of robotics companies that operate in their region, right? So we're one of these top in the world, right? Top five in the world robotics cluster ecosystems. And these companies are very unique. And they're on a very unique journey, right, to get out of the lab and into customers. And so they need support. And that's what the Pittsburgh Robotics Network's mission is focused on. We're a nonprofit economic development organization. We are focused on growing the jobs, the companies, and the investment that comes into the region to support these companies and help them grow. And so that's what we do. A robotics company is not like a bank, right, or a retailer, or what you'd call a legacy business. They're doing new things in new and emerging ways for industries around the world. So, yeah, that's they need a lot of support and advocacy, and that's the core of our work.
Jen, I'm curious, just as a Pittsburgh native, because always interested in, you know, what our future is, reimagining from steel to the eds and meds and the technology. To your point, one of the top five in the world, right? That's what you said, in robotics clusters.
That is correct, yeah. So EDS, MEDS, and BOTS, yeah. That is what our region is known for.
So what are some of the highlights of things that have been developed here or in development that Pittsburghers would be proud of and, you know, we kind of take ownership of good things that happen here?
Yeah, you know, these companies have been around for decades. That's the interesting thing. These are very, very hardworking people these are the power tools of business that they're building. And they're just so busy building them that they don't talk about it a lot. But Pittsburgh is the birthplace of autonomy. And so, you know, decades ago, because of Carnegie Mellon University starting the world's first robotics PhD program, and then this happened a long time ago. This was a big bet that they made because they knew that the future would be automated. You see a lot of emerging entrepreneurs that came forward making autonomy for, of course, autonomous vehicle development, right? So we have companies like Aurora and Stack AV who've attracted international investment, and they are in the process right now of changing the world, right? They are making autonomous vehicles that are going to deliver goods. And so to do that, right, I mean, obviously we don't have autonomous vehicles on the road today, but there will be a day where we do. And that's happening here in Pittsburgh right now. And we're spearheading that. And so I truly believe Pittsburgh will be one of the first that gets out there and does that. And that's the future of our economy here, right? That's what the future jobs are going to be. It's going to be around autonomy and not just on roads, but these things are happening in warehouses, in factories, in farms, in greenhouses. They're happening in every industry you can think of, because those industries, those businesses that need to buy automated tools to stay competitive and to grow their businesses, who are they buying them from? Decades ago, it was probably, you know, in factories and in manufacturing. That was offshore. A lot of those things are happening offshore. This new wave of technology is onshore. It's here in the United States, and it's one of the centers of it is here in Pittsburgh.
Well, that's exciting to know. And where can people find out more about the robotics community here in Pittsburgh?
Well, sure. So we have events that welcome people from all backgrounds. And if you want to learn more about what are robots, what is the opportunity for you, how can your business or just you as an individual or your family get involved, you can visit our website at robopgh.org. But we have a variety of events coming up that are open to the public, and one in particular on November 20th at the Convention Center, we will be hosting Pittsburgh Robotics Discovery Day. This event has previously welcomed over 4,000 people. It's free, and we will be inviting robots from all the companies that we have to come and be on display. We'll have career pathways, right, from ways that you can find out how you can transition your career into working in one of these companies, or start your career, right, if you're starting your career journey and your education. And then there'll be community groups, too. So maybe you don't want a job, but maybe you want to fit in some other way, right? Maybe your kid wants to join a team and learn how to build robots, or maybe you're a woman in tech and you want to find your community where you can be supported and learn more about how you can advance your professional journey. So we'll have programming on the main stage, demos, startups, mature companies. It's a very exciting day.
RoboPGH.org.
This event, Larry, she teased us. We'll talk about this a little later. This event at the Convention Center in November, late November, you'll be blown away going through this thing and all the innovation and all the products that you're just asking about that are there. And a lot of them, Jen, I was really blown away last year that so many of them aren't in Lawrenceville. There's a lot, obviously, in Lawrenceville Strip District, but they're being made in Fayette County and in Indiana County, all throughout this region, these innovative products and innovative companies that are doing these great things. And this is a great event, Jen, you guys have put on over the last couple of years, and something we will talk about it as we get closer to that date.
Yeah, Jen, we'll get you in the studio. We'd love to help promote that and be a part of it. So thanks for the time today, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, it's exciting work. Happy to do it, and proud that it's happening here in our region.
Jen Epicella, who's the Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Robotics Network on the Big K Morning Show. More with Rich Fitzgerald coming up. And we're going to close out this hour. Every Wednesday, Rich Fitzgerald joins us 7 to 8. And we appreciate him doing that since he's in Philadelphia welcoming another grandchild, Finn Murray. That's a great Irish name, Rich. Congrats.
Thank you, Larry. It's a special day. And, you know, as we remember, obviously a historic day that we remember in America, 9/11, and Pittsburgh always seems to be in the mix of things that happen, obviously this presidential election being one of them. But during that day, one of those airplanes that was flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, full of fuel, which the terrorists used to do such damage, made a U-turn in Cleveland as it was flying from the East Coast to the West Coast and came back towards Pittsburgh. And many of the leaders at the time, County Executive Roddy, Mayor Murphy, were concerned that one of those skyscrapers was going to hit was going to be the U.S. Steel Building. And it flew towards the U.S. Steel Building as we knew and they knew that they could not evacuate 10,000 people out of a building that quickly. That's the plane that ultimately went down in Shanksville that there will be ceremonies today, and there have been, whether it was President Bush, President Obama, President Trump, or President Biden have held ceremonies there over the last number of years. But you think about how the people in that building, as they looked out their windows and saw that airplane flying towards them, that flew past the U.S. Steel Building, and those heroes that took that plane down in Shanksville. It's just a day to remember the things, where we were, where we've become as a nation. You mentioned it earlier, how united we were as a country, coming together, Democrats, Republicans, people from the cities, from the countryside, maybe we can get back to that again someday.
Amen. Well, safe travels home from Philly, Rich, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Larry.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and always look forward to our visits with Rich and the really amazing guests that he brings with him.